You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn in studio for the 1 o'clock hour. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And also the Fan Hotline. I would be remiss. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, Bob and Jeff, we have an old-fashioned source-off, as Pony would say. We've had a lot of these with the Steelers. Ryan Burr tweeting out, he heard it right from the horse's mouth in the Jags organization, that the Steelers called asking about Trevor Lawrence's availability. The ESPN Jags reporter and now Dr. Mark Cabali have violently refuted that, Jeff. Cabali's usually not this serious, Bob, is he? He put out a tweet that was very serious. What did he say?
He came right off the bat and said, there's absolutely nothing to, I don't have it in front of me. I'll find it just to read it again.
Not even imaginable, he said?
He says it's not, yeah, it's just, and of course, he based this on his source.
Yeah.
Hold on,
Don't you love a good old source off, Jeff? Limits
the Steelers in no way imaginable inquired about trading for Trevor Lawrence and have no interest in even reaching out to the Jaguars about acquiring Lawrence, according to my source. So,
go ahead, Jeff.
I have not been able to get anybody to confirm that or even discuss it. It would just been like radio silence on that. Would I hope they would inquire to any team with a young quarterback, like, hey, what would it take?
Right.
You know, just, what the heck? What would it take?
Right.
I would hope that would happen.
Yeah.
Now, could that go over like a lead balloon for these teams? Absolutely. Like, if I'm the Jags and I'm the new GM coming in, whoever that's going to be, do I want to trade the first overall pick who signed for four more years under a pretty decent salary when I'm starting my tenure as general manager? Probably not. But they won four games and have a lot of needs. Maybe they have an idea of somebody in the draft. I mean, you gotta check on these things. That's my point.
I don't think that you should ever leave a stone unturned. You're in a position where you're trying to settle what has been a very up and down quarterback room for the last 3 years here now. So you got to come up with something. And yeah, whatever. I mean, we're gonna hear both sides of this. So you can believe what you want to believe, but I would hope that everybody would do their diligence in these kinds of asks.
If he was available, Jeff, would you be interested?
So when it first came out, do I watch Jags games? Not often. So I went and did some research on some of his numbers. His 22 season, man, he was really good. Like, he had a run.
Yeah.
They played six games where he threw 14 touchdowns to no interceptions. I mean, and that was a run against like Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, Tennessee, Dallas were all part of that. and he played really well. He's had some good games. He's had comeback wins. If I'm the Steelers and let's say it would come to fruition that we're all hypothetically speaking, but that give me your first and second for Trevor Lawrence and he's signed for the next 4 years because, you know, we love team control.
Right.
Yeah, hell yeah, I would do it.
Bob, you're supposed to jump in there. What is happening here?
I was distracted, I'll be honest with you.
Distracted. With what? I'd love to know what.
It's just a question someone asked me. So, So you're saying you would make the trade
for that to get a franchise quarterback signed for the next 4 years? Yes.
Depending on the price.
I guess the rumor's been a first and second rounder from this year.
I mean, that was just something birthed out there.
Yeah, but let's say that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think the guy has a lot of talent, and I'm not willing to say that he's a bust. Like, a lot of people have already seemed to come to a conclusion. I think, like a lot of quarterbacks, when you're in a system where you have multiple people coming in, offense coordinators, coaches, it's not that easy sometimes. And, yeah, he was off target. He throws interceptions. That's got to change, but I think the talent level is there. That's why they gave him all the money, because they believed he was. And I don't think they're going to shy away from believing that. I don't.
And I don't think they were the only team that thought he was a really good quarterback. It's not like somebody that took a wild, you know, run at somebody. I think he was very highly regarded regardless in that draft. So, I mean, considering where they're at and what their options are and the fact that he's still just 25.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it could be enticing, but I tend to believe this is impossible. I tend to believe, honestly, the people around Ryan Burr. Or it's not really about Ryan Burr, it's about his source. A lot of times it's people's sources.
I'll tell you what this sounds like to me.
Yeah.
This sounds like you're at a social event, and there's somebody from the Jags organization, and you start talking, and they say, hey, the Steelers even called us. Well, you don't know if that's true. I mean, and then you go and report it. You tweet it out.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. We all had different answers to this. Let's say these eight guys were available, that you made calls on eight and were forgetting about what it would take to get them, contract issues. I'm just asking about the quarterbacks themselves on the Steelers. You ready?
Yep.
I want to hear your first pick. Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Kirk Cousins, or Kyler Murray, if you had your choice.
Trevor Lawrence.
That's what Limit said. I said Dak, and Bob said Matthew Stafford.
But again, that's just the way they're playing right now. I think Stafford is playing the best football of all these guys. Again,
I would agree with that.
Regardless of all the age, this contract, every whatever else.
But that factors into my decision with Trevor. He's 25 and you've got him for 4 years and a manageable contract.
Again, was that part of this? We're not supposed to discuss.
I mean, the
about
contract,
it?
Yeah. Of course, Bob.
You said you.
I said the money. No, it wasn't. Wait a second. So
Austin, help me out here.
Hold on.
He said nothing
He's
matters,
right?
He said, just pick me a quarterback right now. No strings attached. No.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. So, job, Jeff, Bob. What was I going to ask you now?
Well, you just did.
If you take away the contract situation with Lawrence, just for next year, the best quarterback, is he still your pick? Or would you agree with Bob?
No, he's still my pick.
He's still his pick, Bob.
And I realize what you're asking me. I'm just tired of these bridge guys, these old guys.
Yes.
I don't want any of that. They've got to build with somebody.
Yeah, that's fair. To pick a builder over a guy right now, I didn't say you couldn't do that, Bob. Are you accusing me of that as well?
No, but I'm just saying what you said.
I know.
Okay. I like Trevor Lawrence. I do. I don't. And if he were on my team,
I do. But he has been very disappointing of late. We have to go. Jeff, thank you.
That was a quick exit. You deserve better than that. Jeff Hathorn, sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. Thank you for enlightening us to all the things that you bring to the table. And this is a big table.
See, I started today with an inferiority complex about Bob because he did the first hour and I listened to some of it. I was coming home from the doctor and he sounded great. And I'm a lesser man than him. And now he finishes by sticking the dagger in.
No dagger. Just these quick exits are tough.
Bob's got a trip coming up. Do you think we'll get invited next time he takes a trip like this?
I hope so. Bob, did you want to mention anything about that or just say goodbye?
No, just it's a nice golf kind of bucket list thing. We all have them. This is one I want to try to take advantage of. And if it were up to me, I'd take you all.
Enjoy yourself, my friend. Good night, Limits.
Good to see you guys.
Good night, guys.
Tomorrow's a Donnie Football Friday.